So sannyasi is really gopi bhav. It's only that he used to think no importance of sannyas. But I told, oh, you don't know. Sannyasi is gopi bhavasrayaya. Very important thing. Without this, how we can do bhajan? So, Guru Maharaj gave him this gopi mood, which is essential for Raganuga, especially for gopi mood. Also, Swami Maharaj has told that Jivas has now come from Golok Vrindavan. So many proofs. Jadagatva na nivartante tad dham paramama. Shyamrani has quoted all these things. Really? He has not told like that all Jivas has come from there. There are so many proofs in his books that he has written from Tatastha Sakti. Karnabdhisai Vishnu he has come. Anyone who will go to Golok Vrindavan, there is no illusory maya. Only yog maya is there. Only service, no chance of falling down. How he can fall down? I will request Jagannath Prabhu to speak something. Very few words.
5 minutes.
He is very good bhakta. आप तो अच्छे वक्त
and on the way, the flight stopped for a short time, but
I know personally Sri Abhay Charanar Prabhu since 1946. So many years passed.
Now 2006. 60 years.
60 years before. In 1946, I joined Math, took initiation and Diksha, and Guru Maharaj kept me his personal servant, and he took me to Gauriya Vedanta Samiti, Calcutta, Bose Pada Lane. And there I saw Abhay Charanar Prabhu. Guru Maharaj told me to serve him. And from then, he was so much attracted to me. So much. So I have served him in so many ways. When he took sannyas and went to western country, I sent him kartal, khol, so many ditties,
Mathura
peda, so many things. And he used to write me letters where, how he is preaching.
that he said
about more than 400 letters.
Your relationship with him is the same as his relationship with his Gurudev.
He wrote me that our relation is transcendental. As my relation is with Prabhupada, your relation with me is same, transcendental. Sometimes he requested me to come to Western country. Then I told that my Guru Maharaj is here and I'm engaged in his service. Later on I will come.
Near future I will see.
So I went there. He also, in Mathura, he used to play on mridanga and I used to sing. He liked very much my songs, Vaishnava song, very, very. At that time, he did not used to sing, but he usually used to be. But he was explaining Srimad Bhagavat word by word. Very beautiful. All were attracted to hear it. And there he began translate first
canto.
First three cantos.
First canto in three parts.
In three parts. And he published in Delhi. And first he gave me.
And you shipped the books to
I by ship send all his books. They were in so much dirty condition that I became sick, but yet I sent them.
All this book is in the other temple.
In the last time, he called me, all ISKCON members came to me, and they took me to him. He stopped to speak with anyone, but when I went, he began to weep and took my hands in his hands and began to tell, excuse me, I have done something wrong. I told that you have not done anything wrong. For your disciples, that they should be
strong.
Oh, so you have told that Gaudiya Vaishnav have no preaching, they eat, drink and sleep. But I told that it is not your fault anyway. You have told them for their good. And he told that I have brought so many in Bengali bandar, monkey, not in English. I could not train them. So I request you to train them. They should know what is Rupanu, what is Vaishnavata, what is all these things. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and what Rupa Goswami established his wishes. So tell them and help them. Only for these things I went to Western country to see his glory and saw everywhere, in the mountains, in the ocean,
in the forest.
In the forest, everywhere his glory is there. In couple of years, he brought a revolution in whole world, bhakti revolution. So this day, I am praying his mercy. He should sprinkle his mercy to me and to you all. Gaur Premanande.
Chandra Grahana.